Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. Hello. All right. So it is getting close to the holidays, and that would be Christmas. And I know that podcasts tend to, you know, they replay and you get to listen to them like 6 months down the road or whenever you do start listening to my podcast. But right now it's coming up to Christmas. We have about 12 days left, and I wanted to talk about family. I recently did a blog, or not a blog, I did a live interview with Melissa Rodenda from The Honest Way. And we were talking about spiritual inclusivity with family and how different spiritual backgrounds, different spiritual beliefs can cause some issue over the holidays and bring a lot of stress and awareness to having everything perfect. But today I want to talk about perfect. I want to talk about holidays, family, and perfection. So everybody thinks, okay, you go into this huge stress of Christmas has to be perfect. And Christmas is absolutely my favorite time of the year. No denial there. It is my favorite time of the year. And while I don't specifically believe in God and I don't follow the Bible, Christmas is still my favorite time of the year. I love to be there in pain. And I say this all the time. A lot of people will hide what they're feeling. They'll hide their insecurities. They'll hide their pain points. They'll hide their struggles because they think they have to have this perfect life. So we all see the loving, happy, spirited posts of others and think, why can't that be me? Why can't I have that life? Why are their lives perfect? So today I'm asking you, all of you, what would make your life perfect? Winning the lottery, meeting the perfect partner, having the perfect career, family, or social life? Free yourself from the emotional closet and let those feelings out, because no one is going to help you. No one is going to put themselves in your shoes, and no one is going to understand if you don't say something. If you want to change your life, change your year, and make your life everything you dream about, then check out the link I'm going to share later. So that was the post that I created today. And the reason I'm telling you about this is because a lot of the time we do that. We hide what we're feeling. We think that, oh, you know, if I lose weight, I'm going to be happy when I lose weight, or I'm going to be happy when I find the ideal partner. I'm going to be happy when I quit drinking, or I'm going to be happy when I quit doing drugs. But the problem is you're already unhappy. You're hiding that unhappiness. You're not thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm unhappy because I'm alone. I don't have a partner. I don't have a spouse. I don't have, you know, somebody to share my life with. But in reality, are you actually thinking, and I'm not saying that you should be alone, right? I'm married to my twin flame. I have been for coming up on 10 years. And you know what? I love my relationship. But at the same time, it's hard. There are struggles in the relationship. Thinking that your life is going to be perfect when you get the perfect partner, or thinking that your life's going to be perfect when you've got this amazing career, or you've got this, you know, your own business, or the perfect weight and all of that. Striving for perfection is a myth. Thinking that your life is going to be perfect when something happens, or when you gain something, when you've got the perfect finances. Why is that going to make your life perfect? All of those come with more struggle. So you've got the perfect career. You've got the perfect business. But maybe it's not making money right away. Maybe all of a sudden you've got this perfect business and you're a psychic intuitive or a spiritual mindset coach and people are telling you you're off your rocker. Now you're dealing with haters. So now you've got another stress to deal with. And I'm not saying don't do it. And out of all of this, please don't take it as I'm saying not to go get your goals or follow your wishes or your dreams. What I'm telling you is that everything in life is going to have a struggle. There's always going to be a struggle in life. Life will never be perfect, but it will always be perfect for you because you have to learn those lessons. The purpose of life is to live a human life while experiencing body, mind, and spirit transformation.
You can't experience physical love. You can't experience physical trials and tribulations, and you can't have negative experiences if you're on the other side, because the other side is all love and light. There is no negativity on the other side. It's all love and light. So those negative experiences that you're trying to run from, those negative experiences that you're thinking are bringing your life down, are already making your life better, because you're supposed to learn from them. You're supposed to grow from them. You're supposed to make your life the best possible life you can have in spite of those struggles, because of those struggles. Thinking that your life is going to be perfect when you have this ideal partner. My husband is my twin flame. He is absolutely and utterly the perfect partner for me, but he fights with me. He doesn't always listen. He doesn't always do what I want him to. He puts expectations on me, and I put expectations on him, because that's part of living life. That's part of learning from those struggles, being able to maneuver through those struggles that we're going through to create a life that we love, even with the hard times, even with the financial disparities, even with everything that you can possibly think of that's making your life negative. You can make it through those. Your life is never going to be perfect. My life's never going to be perfect. And I'm a spiritual mindset coach. And I know that. And I'm okay with that, because out of every struggle, I get a lesson that's going to help me grow stronger, happier, and more loving. So think about that. Think about the things that you're trying to strive for that you think are going to make your life perfect. Are they worth it? Absolutely. They're absolutely worth it. But don't go into them thinking that that's what's going to make you happy. Don't go into them thinking that that's what's going to make your life perfect. Make your life perfect for you now. Love your life the way it is, and all of your dreams and wishes will come true, because you already love your life. You're just adding to it. Love your life the way it is, especially now. And if you're struggling, and if you've got pain points, and if you're feeling like things aren't going the way that you want them to, talk about it. Find somebody to talk to. What do you need to do to sit down, ask yourself, ask your partner, and find out what your relationship needs?